Welcome to the Basic Money Matters Show, where we will discuss tools and tips to help you manage your money. Are you ready to get your finances in order? Well, here's your host, Annette Sullivan, certified public accountant and owner of Temple Management Consulting, to show us how.
Today, we will discuss retirement planning as it relates to Social Security. Yes, your Social Security benefits. Now, many of you may be fairly young and you're not even thinking about retirement, and certainly not thinking about Social Security. Regardless of your age, we all, as we are all moving towards financial security and being as comfortable as we can while we work and wanting to be as comfortable as we can in our retirement age, that planning should start as soon as possible. You are never too young to be thinking about and planning for, paying attention to those things that you need to be doing and putting in place for retirement, regardless of whether you are 20 some odd years old or 30 some odd years. Time goes by fast. You can look up, and the next thing you know, retirement is upon you, and you pretty much forgot about it, and you've done nothing about it, have not planned at all. So the purpose of this discussion is to inform, provide just some basics around Social Security's part in your retirement planning. We're going to discuss some terminology relating to Social Security, and you all have heard terms before, and you may not quite know what they meant, or you thought you knew what they meant. We're just going to talk about a few Social Security related terms and some basics around Social Security's role in your retirement. And then just look at the options, four options that you have when you turn 62. And we'll talk about why 62 really matters. So as we know, retirement is different for each of us. For some, retirement is all about traveling, and that's all you want to do is travel and enjoy every bit of it. And we should enjoy our retirement no matter what our retirement looks like for us. Retirement is not one size fits all. So the bottom line is, no matter what retirement looks like for you, all of us want to live our retirement years comfortable financially. And so with that said, if you want to be comfortable financially, you have to plan for it. And so we had previous episodes where we discussed retirement planning. And as we know, that 401ks and individual retirement accounts, or IRAs, play a large part in our retirement planning. In addition to basic savings and investments, various ways that we can put funds aside for our retirement years. And why is that important? You say, well, I know I'm going to have Social Security when I am of retirement age, so why do I need to do these other things? Well, Social Security is not meant to be your only source of income in retirement. You're going to need those other savings and investments and pensions and all of those things to live comfortably. On average, Social Security will replace about 40% of what you were making before you retired. So if you were making on average $5,000 a month, 40% of $5,000 is $2,000. That's just a very high level example of the amount of monthly Social Security benefit you would get if your average monthly income before retirement was $5,000. So if you were living off $5,000 and Social Security is only going to be $2,000 a month, then you'll be short $3,000. That's where your planning comes in. That $3,000 will not be a shortfall because you will have put away for that $3,000. And that's in the form of your IRAs, your 401ks, your savings, and your investments, so that you're able to pull that $3,000 out and add it to the Social Security amount and live off the $5,000 a month that you are accustomed to, if that's your scenario. So it's very important for everyone to understand very early on, Social Security is a fraction of your living expenses. It covers only a fraction of your living expenses. So if you know that now, you know not to rely on it completely for your retirement years. The Social Security taxes that you are paying now goes into a Social Security trust fund and is likely being used now to pay people who are receiving Social Security benefits now. You know, it doesn't just sit there. It's being used because you won't retire for another 10, 15, 20 years. So when it's time for you to retire, then there will be funds available for you to receive. According to Social Security, the trust fund is able to pay benefits in full and on time to everybody through 2035, which is 14 years from now. It's not a lot of time. Then they say something to the effect that in 2035, Social Security will be able to pay about $800 for every $1,000 benefits. So basically they're saying we're not going to have enough money. That's the current estimate. That can always change according to Social Security. Just keep in mind that if you do have a pension or other retirement plan, generally they do not affect your Social Security benefits. But if you do participate in some sort of retirement plan or pension based on work that you did not pay Social Security tax, it could lower your benefits. So you would have to see the Social Security administration for more details on that. So some terminology that we want to cover. We want to talk about who qualifies for Social Security in general. So qualification. The second is, what is this concept? What do we mean by full retirement age? What do we mean by early retirement age? And then what do we mean by earnings? When we look at all four of those terms, those are really the most important things that dictate the whens, the hows, the wherefores, and how much is how much Social Security benefits you will receive. Your earnings, whether you take advantage or apply at early retirement, full retirement, or whether you qualify at all. So how to qualify for Social Security? You say, well, I pay into Social Security and I've been paying ever since I've been working, so surely I qualify. Yes. So essentially, you have to work. B, you had to have paid Social Security taxes. C, in order to qualify, Social Security has something called credits. Once you reach 40 credits or earn 40 credits based on your annual earnings, once you reach 40 credits, then you qualify for benefits. So let's talk about those credits. We're not going to get into a lot of technical difficulties, but basically, Social Security will award you credits each year based on how much you earned. The maximum number of credits that you could be awarded in any one year is 4. Doesn't take a lot of dollars to earn 4 credits. It's something around $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 of earnings. So, you know, it's a calculation. You get 1 credit per 1,000, however many dollars that you earn. So just in summary, if you earn somewhere at least around 7,000, and I'm just doing a high level approximate, in any one year, you will earn 4 credits for that year. Well, you have to have 40 credits to qualify over your lifetime of working. So that means if every year you earn 4 credits, it will take 10 years for you to qualify, 10 years of working. So that's why you may hear people say you have to have paid into, or you may have to have worked 10 years, because it's based off of earning 4 credits a year, and you have to have 40 credits in total. So 4 times 10 years would get you 40 credits. So we know that most individuals who work and pay into Social Security will have qualified. Most individuals will qualify to get Social Security benefits. So now let's talk about earnings. Earnings. The amount of money that you make each year is reported to the Social Security Administration, and they're keeping records. And you can access your Social Security record with the Social Security Administration at www.ssa.gov. And you should access your record. You just set up an account. And then once you set up an account, you will be able to see a listing that shows your earnings history every single year. And these earnings are used to determine, number one, your eligibility for Social Security, and how much you will get at retirement. If you see any type of error, then you need to contact the SSA or Social Security Administration, report it, and get it corrected. So your earnings record for Social Security is extremely important. When it comes to Social Security, your benefits last as long as you live. So if you start getting your Social Security at age 62, you live to 130 years old, you'll be getting Social Security all the way up to 130. And I like to use numbers over 100. I like to think optimistic when it comes to life. The next term that we'll talk about is full retirement age. The Social Security full retirement age is the age at which you can first claim full, meaning unreduced, Social Security benefits. It's that age where you have no reduction in the amount of your benefit. Among other factors, your monthly benefit amount is affected by the age at which you claim benefits relative to your full retirement age. So what we're saying is that you can actually apply for and claim benefits before your full retirement age. Just keep in mind that full retirement age is your unreduced amount. If you elect to apply for your Social Security or claim your Social Security before your full retirement age, that is called early eligibility age. And it is as early as the age of 62. Now, that is a reduced retirement benefit. So, for example, anyone with a full retirement age of 66 who wants to start getting their money at age 62 will be getting 25% less than they would if they waited until they were 66. For those with a full retirement age of 67, who want to start getting their money at 62, they will be getting 30% less than they would if they waited until 67. So full retirement age is basically 66 for those who, and for 2021. So for those workers who are ages 49 to 60, your full retirement age is 67. So the latest full retirement age right now is age 67. Now, you could wait to get your Social Security benefits even past full retirement age, all the way up to the age of 70. You can delay claiming those benefits up to the age of 70. So why would you do that? You'd get more money. And that's because of something they call a delayed retirement credit. So if instead of applying for your benefits at the age of 67, you waited until age 70, you can get additional funds. You'll have more monthly benefit. So for example, those with a full retirement age of 66 claiming benefits at the age of 70, they waited until 70, they will get 32% more. For the workers whose full retirement age is 67, by waiting until age 70, that results in a 24% benefit increase. So as you see, the benchmark is full retirement age. If you claim before full retirement age, you will get less. If you claim benefits after full retirement age, you will get more. So many of you may be asking, well, so what if I want to wait until after I'm 70? There's no benefit to that at all. The delayed retirement credit ends at the age of 70. So whatever your benefit is at the age of 70 is going to be the same amount at the age of 71, 72, 73. So there's no benefit to delaying after the age of 70. Years old. Now, once you turn 62 or about to turn 62, and I would say you're not waiting until you're 62. If you are within 10 years of retiring, 10 to 15 years, really, you should be thinking about this. Just know that once you turn 62, you are going to have to make some important decisions relating to Social Security and all of your retirement for that matter. So there are essentially four choices that you can make as it relates to Social Security benefits. The first choice, and we're going to go over all four of these, And to give you just an idea of the impact of doing one or the other. So you can continue to work and claim benefits. You say, hey, I'm 62. I'm going to be 62, but I want to keep working. But I also want to go ahead and start claiming early Social Security at 62. So that's a choice. You're coming up on 62 or in a few years, you know, hey, I want to continue to work, but I don't want to touch my benefits until later. That's a choice. You're coming up on 62 or in a few years, 10 years, you say, well, I already know that at 62, I want to stop working and I want to start receiving my early Social Security benefits. That's a choice. And then finally, you may say, oh, I'm coming up on 62. I want to stop working, but I don't want to claim my Social Security that early. I want to wait. That's a choice. So there are four options. Choosing when to start receiving your Social Security benefits is a very important decision. And it is specific to you. Everybody's lifestyle, finances, and goals are not the same. So these are some things to consider. The A option is you can continue working. You're going to turn 62 in the next 5-10 years. And you say, hey, I know I'm going to want to continue working, but I think I want to start receiving my Social Security retirement benefits. So what you need to know is that if you do start your benefits before your retirement age, and you are, because 62 is not full retirement age, then that means your benefits are going to be reduced a fraction of a percent for each month before your full retirement age. So know that you're going to have a reduced benefit. Now you're saying, hey, I want to receive that benefit, but I'm going to still be working. So you can get your Social Security benefits and work at the same time before your full retirement age. However, your benefits will also be reduced if you earn more than the yearly earning limits. There's a maximum amount that the SSA will allow for you to make while working and getting Social Security before full retirement. And so once you reach the yearly earning limit, then they will reduce the amount that they pay out to you each month. Now, that's temporary, because once you do reach full retirement age, so let's say you started at 62 and you continue to work and you exceeded the yearly earnings limit. And so they reduced your benefit. But now you're going to be coming up on 67, your full retirement age. Your benefit amount will be recalculated to give you credit for any months you did not receive a benefit because of your earnings. So you will get that back, but it won't be until full retirement. So let's talk about continuing to work and receiving your benefits. But you're going to do so after full retirement. So if you delay filing for Social Security until you're fully retirement, guess what? You'll be eligible for delayed retirement credits and more money. And because you are at full retirement, you will not have a reduced amount because of what you earn. Okay? So if you continue to work, even at the age of 67, full retirement, you'll be able to receive your full retirement benefits, and you could potentially, because you are continuing to work, your earnings record is growing, right? So your benefits will be recalculated. And so you could even earn more because you are continuing to work and adding to your earnings record. And once again, once you reach full retirement age, your earnings do not affect your benefit amount. How much you're making on another job does not affect how much you get for Social Security once you reach full retirement. So that's the scenario of continuing to work and receiving retirement, Social Security. So what if you decide that you want to stop working and receive Social Security? So if you make that decision to stop working and start receiving Social Security at the age of 62 or before your full retirement age, once again, your benefits are reduced. You're not going to get as much. And also keep in mind, because you are no longer working, your benefits will not increase because of any additional earnings records, because you're not working anymore. The Social Security will calculate your benefits, everybody's benefits, based on your highest 35 years of earnings. So if you stop working before you've attained 35 years, or you have years with low earnings, this will affect your benefit calculation. So keep in mind, if you do decide to stop working, just look to see if you have the 35 years in, because they use your highest 35 years of earning. Just keep all of that in mind. So we're still talking about the scenario where you decided to stop working and receive your retirement benefits. But let's say you delay receiving your retirement benefits until after full retirement age, you'll be eligible for full retirement, the delayed retirement credit that would increase your benefit. So you might decide that you want to keep working, but you don't want to receive your Social Security right now. So if you decide to keep working, but not start your Social Security until after full retirement, your benefit will increase, right? For each month, you do not receive them until you reach the age of 70. So basically, you'll get more. Now, once again, there's no incentive to wait until after 70. And because you are continuing to work, you may also increase your monthly amount because your earnings that you're making could replace an earlier year of lower earnings or no earnings. And that can result in a higher amount. So you see how continuing to work, even after you're 62 years old, can affect your Social Security benefits depending on your earnings history. Then finally, the last scenario is, hey, I want to stop working, but right now I also don't want to claim my Social Security. I want to wait. I want to delay it. And that might make sense for you if you have other sources of income for retirement. Now, because you're not working, your benefits will not increase because of additional earnings. So just keep in mind that once again, your highest 35 years of earnings is what is used to calculate your benefits. If you wait to start benefits after you reach full retirement age, once again, you will get the higher amounts. Your benefits will increase for each month. You don't receive them until you reach age 70. So you're just basically waiting, but you're getting maximum amounts if you wait until full retirement age, and even more if you wait until the age of 70. So in summary, you have options, decisions to make within 5 to 10 years of turning 62, or even more. Even if you're younger than that, now that you understand full retirement age and the impact of getting those funds before full retirement age, the impact of getting those funds after full retirement age up to age 70, the impact of continuing to work into your 60s and up until 70 can even increase your benefit amount. Those are some basics that I think is important for all of us to understand as part of our overall retirement planning. You can get all of this information and more at the Social Security website, very detailed. For those women and men, but particularly women, or I should say, let's just talk about spouses. There are opportunities, of course, for you to claim from your spouse's Social Security. And so in another episode, we will drill down a little further on other ways or other opportunities to claim Social Security benefits if you are widowed, widower, or spouse, etc. So that's it for this episode. And we thank you for listening to Basic Money Matters, where we take the complicated financial parts of your life and business and make it easy for you to understand. We give a shout out to Hindsight Media Radio Network 103.5 for sponsoring us. And Hindsight Media Radio is a place where there is good listening and much to learn.
Thanks so much for joining us for the Basic Money Matters Show. Please visit our website at templemanagementconsulting.com. Be sure to tune in for the next episode of Basic Money Matters. Thanks again for joining us.